Hello, leaders. This is Liliana. Happy New Year. I started off this year with a bang, like many of you, I'm sure. I'm on day 8 of my COVID quarantine. But on a positive note, because we want to be positive, this is the affirmation that I keep talking about every day and in every way. I am getting better and better. Yes. So I'm excited to be on this Wisdom app platform, and today we're going to glean some thoughts about being fully resourced to live an abundant life, right? And I can clap for that, because I certainly want to live an abundant life. And I'm here to share some things I've learned and I continue to put into practice. And then I'd love to know your thoughts about this. So after this, I'm going to invite you to join in the conversation, and we can continue having a wonderful talk around this wonderful topic. So if you want to download a guide for this talk, you don't have to submit your email. You don't have to give me any information. Just go to masterleadership.org/FR, fully resourced, and click to download. If you want to stay connected and get more information on my programs, you're welcome to do so as well. So you'll have different option buttons on masterleadership.org/FR, one to download the guide and the other one to stay connected. You can choose one or both. It's up to you. You'll hear my Kiki in the background. Can't do anything about that. Anyway, she's a yappy dog, especially now. Anyway, so I had a conversation with my friend and mentor, Paul Martinelli, who said this to me after I shared with him some ideas I had that I was really excited about. But, you know, some of those ideas were, it seemed a little bit out of reach for me, until he helped me to become aware of what I want to share with you. He said, "Lily," and I want you to really lean in here, "it would be a lawful impossibility for us to become aware of an idea and not be fully resourced to bring that idea forward in our lives. The minute we get an idea, what most of us do is we think in reverse, right? We get the idea, it excites us, and past results. If our past results don't indicate that we could do it, then we say, I can't do it. Or we get derailed because of our limiting beliefs. The truth is, if we can consciously become aware of an idea, we are automatically and instantly connected to every resource necessary for its fulfillment. Now, that doesn't mean that we have the awareness of all those resources. The how may not be clear. It doesn't mean that we won't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that we won't fail. In fact, there's a high probability that this will happen. But our thinking would not be able to tap into the vibrational frequency of that concept, that idea, if within us there wasn't a matching vibration, the know-how to bring it forward. In other words, we are already equipped to be able to bring these ideas into fruition even before we become aware of the idea. It's a universal impossibility to not be fully resourced to bring that idea to life. Now, I don't know about you, but that blows my mind. And it certainly encourages the heck out of me. I get tons of ideas. I'm sure you do too. And what I've come to learn is that some of those ideas are for me to bring to fruition, right? And some are for me to share with others to bring to fruition. What I need to do is to continue to practice this often and take captive of those negative thoughts, right? The I can't do it, that scarcity mindset, I don't have what I need, or those limiting beliefs. Who am I to do this? It takes work, the support from others, and we need to be careful how quickly we make agreements with impossibility. So I've partnered with Paul Martinelli to facilitate a fully resourced program. And some of the content we teach is about the 7 universal laws of creation that govern the way we think and behave. I'm going to share a bit about the law of cause and effect. Now, it's not just a law of physics, although that's amazing. It's also a universal law. So here we go. Our subconscious mind, the emotional mind, serves as a storage box for all the thoughts that we've ever had in our conscious mind, our thinking mind. That's what I'm using right now to connect with you, and that's what you're using right now to listen. So we can choose to think of positive things or negative things, right? We've been gifted with free will. And whatever kind of thought we choose, that thought, that idea has a vibrational frequency to it. So thoughts are the creative source of all things. Thoughts create everything. Thoughts create vibrations. Vibration is energy, and energy creates everything you see in the universe. Everything? Yes, everything. So you may be thinking, well, how does a thought create this chair? How does a thought create the TV, the monitor, the computer, the building? Everything starts in the form of a thought, an idea. Everything you see around you right now, like take a look around you, right? Unless you're driving. If you're driving, stay, looking ahead. But everything around you was created twice. Once in the form of an idea, and then that inventor, creator, human was fully resourced to create that chair, that TV, that building, that computer, that car in front of you, the steering wheel. So all thoughts have an energetic vibrational frequency. We know this because we can do brain scans on people and see the energy waves as they think different thoughts. So positive thought, positive energy. Negative thought, negative energy. So let me ask you a very basic question. If you have a negative thought that creates a negative vibration that expresses negative energy, what do you think you're going to create? Something positive or something negative? Clearly, you would only be able to create something negative with a negative thought, negative vibration, negative energy. Okay, so let's say you really want to shift and you want to create positive thinking, positive vibration, positive energy. But as Adam Sandler says, it's hard to soar like eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys, right? And so the question is, how can we be in harmony with positive thinking when we're surrounded by negative people? How can we control our thinking vibration and our own emotional state with our negative external conditions? In other words, how can we increase the amplitude of our vibration for the positive instead of being sucked down the rabbit hole of negativity? Well, let's look at this. When we think a thought in our conscious mind, the thinking mind, the energy of that thought, by law, must flow into the subconscious mind, the emotional mind, right? The storage box for all our thoughts. It serves as our control center. So negative thought, negative vibration, negative feeling, negative behavior, negative action, negative results. Positive thought, positive vibration, positive feeling, positive behavior, positive action, positive results. So, if you want to change what's going on in your outside world, if you want to change your negative results, then you need to change that. And what's the most effective way? Would you start by changing your behavior or your thoughts? Well, what we need to do first is change our thoughts. What most people do is they try to change their behavior first. And it may work for a while, but typically that's not sustainable. Or worse yet, they try to change someone else's behavior. And oftentimes, if you ask a person why they are mad or sad, they will say, my neighbor made me mad, my coworker, my husband, wife, my significant other. They're saying that something or someone outside of them controls what's going on inside. You know, in his very famous book, Man's Search for Meaning, Dr. Viktor Frankl, a Jewish psychiatrist, he wrote about his experience in Auschwitz. And it's about the concentration camp where many were tortured and eliminated. And he said something very profound. He said, "Between the spaces of stimulus and response lies your power. Your power to choose your response." And after suffering the inhumanity that was perpetuated against him and many others, he said, "No matter what the German soldiers and the guards did in that prison, whether they beat them, tortured them, or starved them, they could never control what was going on in their minds, what they choose to think about. No matter what injustice occurred to them, they were gifted with the most precious gift from God, the gift of free will, to choose their own thoughts and attitudes." So he recognized that you and I are causative beings. We are the cause of things that create an effect in our lives. So we are creative beings that have been gifted free will, regardless of what happens to us or what's happening to us. I can choose my own vibrational state, right? I can choose to be mad. I can choose to be happy. I can choose to be afraid. I can choose to have faith. I can choose to be angry, or I can choose to be forgiving. In life, 10% is what happens to us, and 90% really is how we choose to respond to it. And we get to choose how we respond because we are causative beings. We've been given dominion over all things. That is my birthright, and it's your birthright. So when someone asks you the question, "What do I do when my husband or wife or significant other makes me mad?" A good response may be, "Well, who has control over you? You have free will. No one can make you mad or sad or angry without your permission. At any moment in time, you can choose a different thought. You can choose to operate from a different state of being." You're not sure about this? Give it a try. Practice it. I'd love to hear about your experience. Most of us have never practiced self-control at this level because most of us have never been taught our own personal power. Most of us have been programmed throughout our lives from the outside in. So we live in this way and we say things like, "So, see what they made me do? You made me mad," or, "They really upset me. You hurt my feelings." They didn't make you mad. They didn't upset you. They didn't hurt your feelings. What happened is you surrendered your personal power. You surrendered your thinking. When we place blame, we surrender the power to choose to be a causative force in our lives. You'll hear people say, or we've said, I've said for sure, "I can't do this or that because of some outside condition or circumstances. I can't get the raise that I want. I can't get the promotion that I want and deserve." And here are the infamous words: "I can't have what I want because I don't have the time or because I don't have the money. I can't have what I want because," you fill in the blank. And they look at the outside conditions, circumstances as being the cause of why they can't. They see their life as an effect of these outside causes. So listen to this, the whole world has to change in order for them to get what they want, which means they never get what they want. "I can't do that because I don't have the time or money. I can't do that because I don't have the skill. I can't do that because I don't have the connections. I can't do that because I lack resources. I can't because." So if time is the cause, if money is the cause, if others are the cause, then what the hell are we the cause of? We're causative beings. Think about it. It's like we're waiting for the rest of the world to go to the psychiatrist for us to get better. That's crazy, right? So many of us surrender what we want and give up our dreams and ideas because we lack the understanding and awareness that we are causative beings, the most creative beings in the universe. The only creation by God that can choose to think and can change our own vibration. Yet, you know, we run around like elephants afraid of mice. Are you kidding me? We're going to give up pursuing our dreams. We're going to surrender what we want because of an outside condition. Are you kidding me? We're going to prevent our families from living the best life they can because we're going to surrender our personal potential because we're going to let some outside condition, circumstance, or situation, or someone else's belief or interpretation of faith control our creative power? Do you have any idea at all who you are? Like, do you have any idea, any concept at all of how powerful you are? Do you know that you were made in the image of God? And this is the creator of the entire universe, and you can't do what you want to do? You can't do that thing you're calling your purpose because you don't have time or money or because you're not good enough? Are you kidding me? Has it ever occurred to you to just go get better? To think, I'm not going to be just average. I am so sick of that. That mediocrity, that beige person. We are in control of the becauses of our lives. Nobody else. It's personal responsibility. It's self-reliance. It's human potential, human spirit. It's the essence of who we are. And most of us have forgotten that we are the most powerful and creative beings in the universe. In fact, all we do is create. Whether we create from positive thoughts or negative thoughts. Who do you think created the lack of time and money in your life? Really, I had to sit with this one for a while. Do you think it was by accident? Like, do you really believe it's an accident that your life isn't working out the way you want? Do you really believe that God has some secret lottery up in the sky and you just keep getting that losing ticket? That there's a big secret meeting to make your life miserable? It blows my mind how some people's egos work like the whole world is plotting against them. They're that important. You know, I lived my life this way for a long time. And I share a lot of my journey on episode 18 of Master Leadership Podcast. If you want, go to masterleadership.org/My Trust Manifesto, one word. And, you know, I too lived in that space of I can't because. Are you kidding me? You are a king's kid. Remember that. Fearfully, lovingly, wonderfully made. Emerson said that this law, the law of cause and effect, is the law of all laws. That for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. We are causative beings. Everything in the universe has been created from the cause of God's thinking of us. And we were created by God to design our lives in the same way. Do you really want to tune into this causative power, this causative action, by thinking of all the reasons why you cannot do something? Like, do you really want to start all the causative action in your life by thinking of all the things that could go wrong? Do you really want to ignite this causative action, this amazing power, your power, by thinking of all the reasons why you're not good enough? Because if that's what you want to think, if that's what you're going to think, if that's what you're going to put your energy into, if that's the cause that you want to put into motion, guess what? You're going to reap what you sow. Remember, we are causative beings. We control what we think about. We have dominion over all things. We have the power to choose, to do, to have whatever it is that we want in our lives. There are really no boundaries except the ones that you and I create, and we create them out of ignorance and fear. We lack the understanding and awareness of our own power. Most people would rather buy a ticket to a movie than a ticket to hear what I'm teaching you right now. Very few people would ever make the investment in themselves to grow, and very few people ever seek to understand more about their own power. It's as if we're afraid to know just how powerful we really are, afraid of our own potential. One of my dear coaches, Barry Smith, reminded me of the words of Marianne Williamson. It is our light and not our darkness that frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Wow. You and I playing small does not serve the world. Us. Marginalizing and diminishing ourselves does not serve us or our families. We were created to manifest the glory of God within us. So each of us has been given a measure of faith, the same faith we all have to develop. And as we liberate ourselves from this ignorance and fear, then and only then can we become part, or can we become aware of our potential. To do this, we have to participate in our own lives. We have to be the ones willing to take the first step in our own life. So just by saying yes to the willingness to grow and learn places you in the 1% club. Like, very few people ever invest time and money to learn something new about themselves, to examine their own life. It's quite possibly one of the hardest things to do, but really, what are the alternatives? How's that unexamined life working for you? Socrates said that the unexamined life is not worth living. Now, that's ancient wisdom. We need to humble out and listen up. So this is the law of cause and effect, the law of all laws. When we become aware of conditions and circumstances outside of us that we want to change, the first thing we do is we recognize that we created them. What? Yes, we participated in their creation at some level. We've attracted them into our lives. At some level, those very negative experiences had come to serve us. Now, that may sound counterintuitive, but they've come to make us uncomfortable enough to grow. Our hardest conditions and circumstances, the toughest situations we face today, can serve us to be catalysts for our growth, or can be a convenient excuse for our demise. Right? The Bible says, "Today I give you both blessings and curse. Choose life." I'm going to close out here by saying our birthright is to have dominion over all things. That includes our date book, our checkbook, that includes our relationship, our time, our energy, our results, thoughts, ideas. We can choose to become aware of things and welcome ideas for change. We can choose to acknowledge that they are ours to change, that we have the power to change them. Remember that it would be a lawful impossibility for us to become aware of an idea and not be fully resourced to bring that idea forward in our lives, to create positive thoughts, positive vibration, positive feelings, positive behavior, positive action, and positive results. So be careful how quick you make agreements with impossibility. Thank you for listening. And again, if you want to download the guide to this, just go to masterleadership.org /FR. And I want to close with a poem. I am an artist at life. My life is a work of art, a masterpiece. Every choice I make is a stroke of a brush, a pinch of clay, a mark of a pencil, a poem, a song, a dance. What masterpiece are you creating in your life?